This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Today, we're talking with speech-language pathologist Kayla Welker. Kayla, who do you usually see on a typical day at Helen Newberry Joy?
My job is really cool because I see a variety of people in a variety of settings. So I can see people as young as babies, toddlers, school-age children. I can see teenagers. I can see adults. I can see residents in long-term care facilities, inpatients that come in with strokes, brain injuries, things like that. And then I see children for outpatient services, difficulty producing their speech sounds, language acquisition. So really anything from birth to old age. So quite a variety.
What's quite a wide range of patients that you help? Let's start with infants and youngsters. Is it primarily developmental challenges for them?
Yeah, it can be developmental. Speech sound errors, expressive language, understanding and following directions. Children can also have feeding difficulties. So sometimes kids who have autism spectrum disorders have food aversion. We work with that. Vocabulary, attention, memory. Sometimes kids stutter.
Next, tell us about the stroke patients you work with.
A lot of times after a stroke or a traumatic brain injury, language problems can arise. So difficulty saying what they're trying to say, or difficulty with receptive language, understanding things, comprehending directions, issues with word finding, trying to come up with what they want to say, things coming out of their mouth fluently like they want to say them. They could end up with problems with attention, memory, those cognitive aspects of communication. They can also have swallowing difficulties after a stroke too. So we do a lot of work with dysphagia, which is trouble with the swallowing. So we work with that a lot as well.
Life would be tough if you're unable to swallow or speak.
Absolutely. I mean, communication is the essence to our daily lives. I mean, we need communication and we need to be able to swallow as well, to eat and to swallow, to communicate with our friends, our family, for our jobs, just for our overall happiness. So to not be able to do those things is pretty detrimental and devastating to just everyday routines.
Do folks need a referral from their primary caregiver to make an appointment with you?
You do need a referral from your primary care physician. Just let them know what sort of symptoms you're having. And a lot of times it's pretty easy to get an order put in, at least for the evaluation, for me to take a look and see what's going on and see if it is something that I can help with or not. So you can go see your physician. They'll put in the order for you and then you'll schedule an appointment with me. I'm at the rehab center in the basement of the hospital here in Newberry on Mondays and Thursdays.
Thanks to speech-language pathologist Kayla Welker for talking with us today.